Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Yevamos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis and Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher to find Reziva Kagon B'Karov Mamish. Now in the previous Mishnah we had learned that when a person has Bia, it doesn't make a difference if it's Einus, Ratzin, Shaygig, or Mezid. That's considered 100% Bia. So this Mishnah picks up with this. V'chein HaBa'al Achsim Kal Arayis B'Tayra. If someone's Bial one of the Arayis of the Tayra, and he's obviously not allowed to live with her, Oy P'sulois, or if she's a Pasul Tim, Kigayin Alman Al Kain Gadol. For example, if she's a widow and he's a Kain Gadol, Grusha V'chalutz Al Kain Hedyet. She's either Grusha or Chalutza and he's a Kain Hedyet. Mamzer Sur Nesina L'Yisrael, or Mamzer Sur Nesina to Yisrael, or Bas Yisrael, Mamzer L'Nasin. Pasal, he now passels her, she's considered a Zaina, and she's not allowed to marry a Kain. And again, this doesn't make a difference what the Kavana of the Bia was. Einus Ratzin, Shegig, or Mezid, he passels her. And furthermore, V'loi Chalak may be a Bia, there's no difference between different types of Bia. That means even if he's Bail her Sholoi Kedarka, he passels her. And moving on to Mishnah Gimel, Amanu Kain Gadol, Grusha Chalutza Kain Hedyet. When we're dealing with an Amanu to Kain Gadol, or Grusha or Chalutza to Kain Hedyet. So Mino Erisin, if there's only Erisin between them, meaning he was only Mekadesh her, still, lo yechlo b'truma, these women are not allowed to eat truma, meaning if her father was a Kayin, and she usually eats truma in his house, she's still not allowed to eat truma, even though there was only Erisin, and she didn't fully marry the Kayin Gadol or the Kayin Hedyot, and the reason why it's Usur is because she's Mamtenes l'bia p'sula. If everything goes as planned, she's going to end up fully marrying him, and therefore already now, the Tanakhama holds, she's not allowed to eat truma. However, Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon Machshirin, Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon allow her to eat truma because there wasn't a bia yet, so she's not pasul. And as Amalon is Garshu, let's say these women became an almano or a grusha from the Kain Hedyot or the Kain Gadol, so maybe not Nisuin, if it was after Nisuin, meaning they fully marry the Kain Gadol or the Kain Hedyot, psulais, so now they're 100% pasul to eat truma because they became fully pasul by their husbands. However, in Erisin, if it's only happened from Erisin, so they're allowed to go back to their father's house and eat truma. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Dalet and continue to talk about more scenarios. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.